there's a way to weaponize tech that doesn't involve lying,
right?
Or having Russians help you,
right?
But just it is a political weapon. It's a fact of life
now. How do you do that?
How do you do it? How do we do it?
But let me just do a comparison for you. So, you know, I set up my campaign, and we have our own data operation. I get the nomination, so I'm now the nominee of the Democratic Party. I inherit nothing from the Democratic Party.
What do you mean nothing?
I mean, it was bankrupt. It was on the verge of insolvency. Its data was mediocre to poor, non-existent, wrong. I had to inject money into it.
This is the DNC.
The DNC to keep it going. Okay. Donald Trump, who did nothing about really setting up any kind of data operation, inherits an RNC data foundation that after the Republicans lost in 2012, and they thought they had a very good operation with the setup that Romney did, called Orca. They thought that was really state of the art. They lose. So they raised, best estimates are close to $100 million. They brought in their main vendors. They basically said, we will never be behind the Democrats again. And they invested between 2012 and 2016 this $100 million to build this data foundation. They beta tested it. They ran it, somebody was able to determine about 227,000 surveys to double check, triple check, quadruple check the information. So Trump becomes the nominee, and he is basically handed this tried and true, effective foundation. Then you've got Cambridge Analytica, and you know, you can believe the hype on how great they were or the hype on how they weren't, but the fact is they added something. And I think, again, we better understand that. The Mercers did not invest all that money just for their own amusement. Mm-hmm. We know they played in Brexit, and we know that they came to Jared Kushner and basically said, we will marry our operation, which was more, as it's been described, psychographic sentiment, a lot of, you know, a lot of harvesting of Facebook information. We will marry that with the RNC on two conditions. You pick Steve Bannon and you pick Kellyanne Conway, and then we're in. Trump says, fine, who cares, right? So Bannon, who'd been running the Breitbart operation, supplying a lot of the untrue, false stories.
Gotta start saying lies.
Yeah, we know. So they married content with delivery and data. And it was a potent combination. 17 agencies, all in agreement, which I know from my experience as a senator and secretary of state is hard to get. They concluded with high confidence that the Russians ran an extensive information war campaign against my campaign to influence voters in the election. They did it through paid advertising, we think. They did it through false news sites. They did it through these 1,000 agents. They did it through machine learning, which, you know, kept spewing out this stuff over and over again, the algorithms that they developed now. So that was the conclusion. And I think it's fair to ask, how did that actually influence the campaign? And how did they know what messages to deliver?
Who told them?
Who told them?
Yeah.
Who were they coordinating with or colluding with? Because the Russians historically, in the last couple of decades, and then increasingly, you know, are launching cyber attacks. And they are stealing vast amounts of information. And a lot of the information they've stolen, they've used for internal purposes, to affect markets, to affect the intelligence services, et cetera. So this was different because they went public and they were conveying this weaponized information and the content of it. And they were running, you know, there's all these stories about, you know, guys over in Macedonia who are running these fake news sites. And, I've seen them now, and you sit there and it looks like a, you know, sort of low-level CNN operation. And
or a fake newspaper, or like fake the Denver Guardian.
Like a fake newspaper. And the Russians, in my opinion, and based on the intel and counter-intel people I've talked to, could not have known how best to weaponize that information unless they had been guided. And Here's
guided by Americans.
Guided by Americans and guided by people who had, you know, polling and data information.
Who is that?
Now, let me just finish because this is the second and third step. So within 1 hour, 1 hour of the excess Hollywood tapes being leaked, within 1 hour, the Russians, let's say WikiLeaks, same thing, dumped the John Podesta emails. Now, if you've ever read the John Podesta emails, they are anodyne to boredom. But, so they were run-of-the-mill emails, especially run-of-the-mill for a campaign. Should we do this? What should she say? I don't, you know, the stuff that is so common, basic. Within 1 hour, they dumped them, and then they began to weaponize them. And they began to have some of their allies within the internet world, like InfoWars, take out pieces and begin to say the most outrageous, outlandish, absurd lies you can imagine. And so they had to be ready for that, and they had to have a plan for that, and they had to be given the go-ahead. Okay, this could be the end of the Trump campaign. Dump it now, and then let's do everything we can to weaponize it. And we know it hurt us.